This is Politics Inside Out from Marketplace. I'm Andrea Seabrook here in Cleveland, Ohio, and with me is
Nancy Marshall Genzer.
We are covering the Republican National Convention here, and it has been quite a night. Here's what we're going to be talking to you about.
Yeah, I just barely got here, and I feel like paparazzi's following me, you know? I feel like Lady Di or something.
We would like this to all go very smoothly, have people see our city for what it is, how great it has become.
I just make my day, because, you know, this is literally my two favorite men, Clint Eastwood and Donald Trump. They are American icons. Let me tell you.
The theme of our podcast, of course, Politics Inside Out, is insiders and outsiders. We are looking at the economy and politics not through the lens of left versus right, big government versus small government, or Democrats versus Republicans, but rather insiders versus outsiders, asking the question, who does the economy work for? Who does the government work for? And Nancy, big news today.
Yeah, it was sort of the end of the afternoon. You and I were on the floor. All of a sudden, there was this commotion, and people were shouting, no, no, no. And
it's crazy.
It was bizarre.
We were like, what? What? What is going? This is not normal.
No, one minute we had the normal speeches and all the music, and it's kind of boring. And then the next minute, people were saying, no.
This was the attempt by the Never Trump group, the people who really don't want Donald Trump. It's not very many at the convention, but they were trying to block the rules of the convention floor from being ratified for the rest of the convention.
But at the time, we didn't know what was going on. And I see these guys in bright green hats circulating around the edges of the floor and getting the crowd to chant, USA, USA. And eventually, they drowned out the people who were shouting, no.
What's interesting about that is how it exposes these giant rifts in the Republican Party. And next week, we will talk about similar rifts in the Democratic Party, to be sure. But what we saw tonight was a group of Republicans who really don't want Trump to be the nominee, and the rest of the Republican convention, even though Republicans are pretty lukewarm across the board, most of them about Trump, sort of going for party loyalty. They will vote for this guy because he is their nominee. It's interesting to see that rift in general.
That makes me think about someone I met in downtown Cleveland near the arena where the convention's being held. And his name is George Zinn. And talk about rifts. He was wearing this bright yellow t-shirt, bright yellow hat, and they were festooned with slogans that were not exactly uniting the party.
So tell me what your shirt says, since I'm
reading it. Well, it's Stop Trump, Stop Hillary. This is a private effort done by local people in our state to try to stop Trump from getting the nomination. I just don't think Trump is good for this country. And so there's going to be some division. There's going to be some contested people. I don't think all the states, when they do roll call on Thursday, are going to vote straight Donald. But you know, it's done by a majority roll call vote, and so you know he'll be our nominee. It's going to happen. Yeah.
Do you get a lot of response when you walk around Cleveland wearing your stuff?
Yeah. I just barely got here, and I've already had paparazzi's following me. You know, I feel like Lady Di or something.
And he's laughing because he really did not look like Lady Di. Let me tell you.
It was a joke.
So, you know, I tried to get to know him a little bit, Andrea, and I asked him, you know, what it was about Trump that was giving him so much pause, why he was so worried about Trump. And it really is not economic issues.
I'm not so concerned about his ability to run the country as far as getting us out of debt and things like that. I think he's very money conscious. What I'm concerned about is his personality, you know, and how he turns people away from him. I noticed that every time that he ever goes anywhere, I went to Las Vegas to his rally, and everywhere he goes, he incites riots, he incites bad feelings. And I'm going, well, do we want that for 4 years, everywhere he goes? I'm afraid that that's going to be the kind of discord that we're going to have.
So it sounds like you resigned to the fact that he's going to be the nominee, but you still want to voice your feelings about it.
I don't have a choice. I'm a registered Republican. I stand by Republican principles. And whatever they feel like they're going to do, I'm going to stand by the party. But I do feel like, you know, our party is being challenged right now, and I'm worried about its longevity and how long it's going to last. It's not the party of Lincoln anymore. So
if Trump, assuming Trump's the nominee, are you going to vote for him?
In November? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll vote for him. I won't vote for Hillary, certainly not. But if it came right down to Bernie Sanders and Trump, now I might do a little fasting and praying on that issue.
I love that, fasting and praying on, you know, if it had come down to Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump. And that is like, that is classic outsider insider stuff. The fact that unified at least a little in this man's mind or some people's mind is that they could vote for either Trump or Bernie Sanders really says they feel like they're outsiders and they don't want to vote for insider candidates.
And Andrea, he is by far not the only person to have said that he would love to have voted for Bernie Sanders, the outsider. A number of people have mentioned that to me here in Cleveland.
You know, I talked to a couple guys. I'm going to say kids. I feel like my mother now. 22 and 21 years old. These guys are serious true believers.
I'm Conrad Archome Schultz, and I'm from south of Detroit, Woodhaven, Michigan.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Sam Ditzhazy. I'm from south of Detroit, too.
Why'd you come down here?
We were actually here counter-protesting. Not protesting. We're pro-Trump, obviously.
Yeah, we dispel some of the anti-Trump
stuff. So we're just here, you know, supporting our man, you know? So.
Why should people vote for Trump?
Well, he's great for jobs. He's great for the economy. He's a American patriot. I mean, he's American.
Everything he's touched has turned to gold. His businesses, everything he's done has been successful.
Does it bother you guys at all that Trump is sort of not totally in with the rest of the Republican Party?
No. That's actually why he's doing so great, is because the thing is, politics in America is just, it's so corrupt, it's so crony, hence the Obama and the Clinton administration. And that's why people are like, they are like, Trump has the greatest turnout.
Yeah, more people are coming out to vote, more people are participating than ever before, and it's all because of him.
You know, one of my theories is that really it isn't so much left and right anymore. Uh-huh. It's insiders and outsiders.
Yeah.
And
no, that's true. That's true.
Hillary is the consummate insider.
Oh, yeah.
And Trump, even though he's rich, is actually an outsider.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, he's been an outsider for 20, 30, 40 years. Kind of like Bernie Sanders in a way. Bernie's been a constant outsider for that whole long time. Now, obviously, I don't agree with Bernie Sanders. But I'm just saying he's a light Trump in that way, where he's just been fighting the establishment, and he just wants to be America to be, you know, great.
Well, this is the first time I've had something new to choose from.
Do you have passes to go inside the community?
No, we're just here to drown out the anti-Trump people. That's all we're here for.
We're protesting a Black Lives Matter, any George Soros group, any anti-Trump group, to be honest with you. But I've never been into politics before. Like, last August is when I was like, who's this Trump dude? I don't know anything about him. And I like real estate, too, so am I going to real estate? And who knows, you know?
Is this the first time you'll have voted in a presidential election?
Yeah, actually, I did not give a f- about politics, to be honest with you. And then when Trump came along, I was like, I know a decent amount, to be honest with you. So I spent a couple hours.
Yes, this is my first time voting. I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
So you can hear the emotion in these guys' voices about Donald Trump. They're young, they're zealous, but over the course of our time so far, we've really seen a broad sort of swath of ideas here. It's not an accident that the Republican convention is here in Ohio either. And we have spoken to people who are not Republicans, who are not here to be on the convention floor and so on. And you spoke to a mayor of a nearby suburb and his wife. Neither of them are Republicans. But unlike the polarization in the rest of the country, they're not hardcore Democrats either. This is like, I love these people. Tell me about them.
They were great. The mayor's name is Richard Bain, and he is the mayor of Pepper Pike, Ohio.
That's Pepper Pike.
Pepper Pike. Isn't that a great name?
I love it.
It's an eastern suburb of Cleveland. Mayor Bain is more pragmatic about this whole event and what it could mean for his
city and his community economically?
An immediate economic benefit to my city? No. It doesn't affect us. I don't even have hotels in my community. But the benefit long term, and I think this event has to be viewed long term, is the 3, 4, 5 year horizon as to the identification of Cleveland as a convention city, a destination where it has been validated by being able to host such an enormous event as a national convention, and that is going to drive a convention industry in this city, and that's going to be very good, and that can't help but have a ripple effect going out to all of the suburbs, and including my own.
It's like, you know, you get out to, especially these swing states, it's like, this is the definition of a swing state. People who, they really aren't that concerned about left or right, even though the parties are still beating the left-right drum. They don't fit on the spectrum anymore. That's it for today's episode of Politics Inside Out, a pop-up podcast from Marketplace. You can find all of our work so far and into the future at marketplace.org/insideout. You can also find us on Twitter at Marketplace. I'm at Radio Babe. You are at Marshall Genzer. And listen, we want to take your questions into the convention. Leave us a message with your name, your hometown, and your question at this number, 213-621-3535. Again, 213-621-3535. I'm Andrea Seabrook. I'm Marketplace's DC Bureau Chief. And
I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer, Senior Reporter in DC.
And this is Politics Inside Out from Marketplace. Thanks for listening. This is APM.